Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In the face of evolving challenges, the UK Health Safety Agency's latest report reveals a significant 15.7% increase in COVID cases, spotlighting the emergence of Flirty and KP1.1 variants. These developments mark a critical juncture in the ongoing battle against COVID-19, as concerns mount over the potential resistance of these variants to current vaccines. The Flirt variants, specifically KP1.1 and KP2, are now the dominant strains in the United States, raising alarms about their ability to evade the protection offered by existing vaccines. This situation is exacerbated by the KP2 variant's unique spike protein changes, making it more immune-evasive despite its lower infectiousness compared to the JN1 variant. This shift in the viral landscape underscores the complexity of the COVID-19 challenge. In response to these developments, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has updated its COVID-19 guidance. Notably, the new guidelines remove the requirement for a 5-day isolation period for those testing positive, instead focusing on broader measures to reduce the spread of common respiratory viruses. This change reflects an adaptation to the evolving understanding of COVID-19 transmission dynamics. However, with only 22% of American adults fully vaccinated, the high transmissibility of the Flirt variants, including KP2 and KP1.1, poses a significant risk of a COVID-19 resurgence. This situation highlights the critical importance of public health measures and vaccination campaigns in combating the spread of these new variants. Amid these challenges, there's a glimmer of hope. Scientists from prestigious institutions have developed an experimental vaccine that shows promise in protecting against multiple coronaviruses, including those not yet known. The vaccine, which has been successfully tested in mice, trains the immune system to recognize parts of different coronaviruses, potentially offering protection from multiple types in a single dose. With clinical trials hoped to begin by early 2025, this innovative approach could represent a significant advance in the global fight against COVID-19. As the situation evolves, vigilance and adherence to preventive measures remain critical in safeguarding public health, underscoring the ongoing need for robust responses to emerging variants. In a groundbreaking study near Dominica, scientists are unraveling the mysteries of sperm whale communication, likening it to a human phonetic alphabet. This discovery could be a game-changer for conservation efforts, offering a deeper insight into the complex social structures of these magnificent creatures. Researchers have made significant strides in understanding how sperm whales communicate and navigate their surroundings. By analyzing over 8,000 whale codas using advanced machine learning techniques, scientists have identified 4 basic components of the whale's communication system. These components can be combined in unlimited ways, much like the letters of an alphabet, to form a rich tapestry of sounds that convey specific meanings. The study focuses on a resident population of about 200 sperm whales in Dominica, a group that has provided invaluable data for this research. The use of AI in analyzing whale communication is not only innovative but also essential, as it allows for the processing of vast amounts of data more efficiently than ever before. This is crucial, given the species' classification as vulnerable and the pressing need for effective conservation strategies. The findings from this study are not just academic. They hold significant implications for the conservation of sperm whales. By understanding the intricacies of their communication, researchers can better advocate for their protection. The integration of AI technology in this field represents a significant leap forward, potentially accelerating our understanding of millions of whale codas. This breakthrough in decoding sperm whale communication underscores the importance of technology in wildlife conservation and offers hope for safeguarding these intelligent giants for future generations. A groundbreaking study in Nature Medicine has turned the tables on our understanding of Alzheimer's disease, identifying the presence of two copies of the APOE4 gene as a direct cause rather than merely a risk factor. This revelation opens new doors for how we approach the diagnosis, study, and treatment of this debilitating condition. By analyzing data from 3,297 donated brains and 10,039 individuals, researchers discovered that individuals with two copies of the APOE4 gene exhibited significantly more biomarkers of Alzheimer's disease after the age of 55. These individuals also showed abnormal levels of the protein amyloid in their cerebrospinal fluid and on brain scans, with their symptoms kicking in earlier than those without these genetic markers. This evidence points to a distinct genetic form of Alzheimer's in double APOE4 carriers, setting them apart from others with the disease. The implications of this discovery are profound. It not only enhances our understanding of Alzheimer's, but also aligns with the development of emerging drugs like Leqembi and donanemab, which are at the forefront of Alzheimer's treatment. Furthermore, the study underscores the urgent need for treatments that specifically target the protein encoded by the APOE4 gene, potentially revolutionizing Alzheimer's research and therapy approaches. However, the path forward is not without its challenges. In Germany, clinical recommendations currently do not support APOE4 genetic testing, and new antibody therapies awaiting approval in the EU have shown to have more pronounced side effects in APOE4 carriers. This underscores the complexity of translating genetic discoveries into clinical practice. The study also emphasizes the importance of enrolling individuals with two copies of the APOE4 gene in trials, aimed at preventing Alzheimer's before the onset of symptoms. It calls for future research to include more diverse populations to better understand the risks associated with the APOE4 gene across different genetic ancestries. This approach not only promises to refine our strategies against Alzheimer's, but also highlights the necessity for inclusivity in genetic research, potentially paving the way for more effective treatments and a deeper understanding of this disease. In the heat of summer, a concerning discovery emerges. 99% of cars are breathing out toxic flame retardants into the cabin air. A recent study has cast a spotlight on the pervasive presence of TCIPP, a flame retardant found in the foam of car seats, and its potential health implications for everyone from daily commuters to firefighters. The use of flame retardants like TCIPP in vehicles is primarily to meet safety standards. However, the study questions the necessity of these chemicals inside cars, especially given their potential health risks. The concern is particularly acute for individuals with long commutes and children who spend significant time in these environments, as well as for firefighters who may encounter these chemicals in the line of duty. To combat the risk of exposure, the study offers practical advice. Open car windows and park in the shade to lower the levels of TCIPP in the cabin air. More fundamentally, it calls for a shift in how vehicles are manufactured, urging a reduction in the use of flame retardants. The implications of this study extend beyond national borders, highlighting a global issue within the automotive industry. It specifically urges the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to update their flammability standards, suggesting that cars can meet these safety requirements without the need for harmful flame retardants. This call to action underscores the need for regulatory changes that prioritize public health while still ensuring vehicle safety. The study's findings and recommendations aim to steer the automotive industry towards safer, healthier practices, not just in the U.S., but also in Europe, where the use of flame retardants in car interiors is similarly widespread. In a groundbreaking study, University of Florida researchers may have unlocked a new frontier in the fight against glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. By developing a novel mRNA vaccine, they're aiming to retrain the immune system to recognize and destroy cancer cells, a method showing promise in both animal and human trials. Glioblastoma has long been a formidable opponent in the realm of cancer due to its aggressive nature and the difficulty in treating it. The researchers' approach involves a cutting-edge technique where mRNA or RNA, tailored to a patient's specific tumor, is encased in lipid nanoparticles. These RNA lipid particle aggregates, RNALPAs, are designed to mimic a virus, thereby stimulating the immune system more effectively to fight the cancer. The study, detailed in the prestigious journal Cell, has delivered some optimistic findings. In canine trials, dogs suffering from glioblastoma saw extended survival times. Human participants also exhibited early signs of increased survival rates and longer disease-free periods, marking an encouraging step forward in the battle against this deadly cancer. This innovative vaccine is part of a broader movement towards personalized mRNA-based cancer treatments. With over 70 clinical trials currently underway, the potential for these vaccines to work in concert with other immunotherapies could revolutionize cancer treatment. The excitement within the medical community is palpable, tempered with a note of caution as researchers prepare for larger clinical trials. These upcoming studies aim to validate the initial results and pinpoint the most effective dosage for the vaccine. The implications of this research are vast, offering a beacon of hope for those affected by glioblastoma. As the medical community watches closely, the promise of mRNA vaccine technology continues to unfold, potentially setting a new standard in cancer care. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.